This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. The participants are Shekhar Iyer, political analyst, and Gaura Dhawanlal, anchor.
Hello and welcome to our program. Elections are a prelude to the dance of democracy. And yes, the assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir are on, and we are delighted to have in the studio with us for a discussion on them Shekhar Iyer, political analyst, and Sunil Kohl, Akashvani Srinagar correspondent. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. Wanting to begin with you particularly, Shekhar, before we move on and take special inputs from our correspondent. So the first phase of the Jammu and Kashmir assembly elections concluded today. The voter turnout as of 7 p.m. was 58.85%, and the highest was recorded in Kishtwar. So elections in Jammu and Kashmir assembly elections, much awaited. And I think the timing of them also, I think, critical because it's been some time. And I think the local population really looking forward to this.
Indeed, there has been tremendous response to the election process in Jammu and Kashmir. We have seen political parties, their candidates, as well as voters have responded very, very enthusiastically today. We can see how the campaign was undertaken. Several issues were raised. There were parties which were talking of the removal of Article 370, but there were also parties that were talking of the changes that have happened in Jammu and Kashmir after the removal of Article 370 and several development schemes happening since then. So, as you mentioned, that people have been looking forward to this election because the last elections were held 10 years ago, that was in 2014, and Jammu Kashmir then had a six-year term, which means election would have been held in 2020. But then there was in 2019, August 5th, if you remember, was a historic day. Parliament repealed Article 370. And with that, a new period, a new dawn started. And since then, we have seen government undertaking several measures to ensure that all the central laws were applied in the state. Similarly, development schemes were taken up in a big way for employment generation, to inclusion of the scheduled castes and scheduled tribes, inclusion of some new tribes. There are several things that happened. So as they say, much water has flown down the Jhelum.
Right.
So this election is seen by the people not so much as to what has happened in the past, but as to the future. And as has been already declared by the central government, once the election process is over and there is complete peace, definitely as assured by the Prime Minister and Home Minister, Jammu Kashmir will again regain the status as a full-fledged state.
Right. Shekhar, you spoke about people. Well, we have people on ground over there. So let's invite Sunil to come in. Sunil, do share with us some of the preparations that have taken place for these elections.
Now, as far as the preparations by the Election Commission are concerned, those were marvelous, which I could say. All the elaborate security arrangements were put in place around the polling centers where elections were held. In the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir, under phase one of the assembly elections, we were having these elections for which were held today for 24 constituencies. Among the 24 constituencies, we were having this election for 16 assembly constituencies in Kashmir division.
Right. So I think, you know, it would be really nice to hear from you. What has the people's response been? You must have spoken with people, some conversations. So let's hear some people speak from you.
Yes, ma'am. The voters were, which took part in the electoral process today, they were very much enthusiastic in casting their vote. They said that we want development to take place in the Union Territory. That was their main objective in participating in this electoral process.
Shekhar, you also mentioned development, and development has been a topic of conversation, you know, other than people who are actually talking in speeches and political speeches. Development is also something which is in people's mind. So if you could just share with us, you know, some of the developmental works that have happened and why this is such an important issue?
No, definitely development is something that has touched various sections of the society. And even among political parties, even parties who are not willing to openly accept that big changes have happened in the last 5 years, but they acknowledge that lot of things, lot of developmental works, whether it is irrigation project, whether it is relating to opening of health centers, whether it is relating to issue of farmers, issues relating to apple trade, whether it is relating to providing loan facilities under Mudra schemes for entrepreneurs to promote tourism and create other necessary infrastructure. You can see, visually you can see a lot of things have happened. And people accept that a lot of things have happened. Yes, Article 370 may be a political issue, and for some sections, because of certain political parties, this is being made an emotional issue. But beyond that, everybody agrees the future course of Jammu and Kashmir is on the path of development. And none of them would want to return to that old state where violence and the fear of even coming to vote. And today, you know, after so many years, we are seeing people have been totally free of any fear, whether to come for vote or for canvassing. And that is why in the last 2 weeks, you have seen there has been hectic campaign. Candidates have moved very freely. And thanks to a lot of efforts undertaken by Election Commission and security forces, the atmosphere has been without any major incident. And the other thing is, people also realize, because when they exercise their franchise, they feel finally a government will be there which will be a representative of their wishes. Now, what is going to happen after October 8th, the results are counted, is going to be different. But overall, the mood is for development. And particularly, you know, the opening of schools. Many places, the schools have started functioning. In some places where schools did not exist, new schools have come. And in remote villages, people have been, you know, unable to send their children for out of fear earlier times. Now, since the school is in the very vicinity of their villages, it has made it things easier. So there are several things that which for others may appear to be very normal. But in Jammu and Kashmir, particularly in these inaccessible areas, opening of facilities like health centers, schools, other government facilitation centers has changed a lot of things. That is why post results also, the issue is going to be faster development. And the crying need there is young youths. They want employment. It is not so much a political issue, but much of a necessity. Government has rolled out several schemes, giving them a lot of opportunities to these youths to pick up any scheme, start their own project, or start their own small business for which the government has been coming forward to help. So overall, if you see that Article 370 may have been a political issue for some parties, for historical reasons, for by and large for voters, it is an issue of development. And they have already seen what it means to their lives if there is faster pace of development. The cry need there is much more development, much more focus on the basic necessities, as well as giving them that opportunity to move forward.
Shekhar, you know, you spoke about employment. You also spoke about helping young people come into the mainstream of life. And I think keeping the situation in mind over there, other than the politics of Article 370, you know, actually it's the foot that feels the shoe which pinches. And things have been pinching people a lot in J&K in terms of, you know, trade, security, calm, tourism, employment. And these issues have been taken up. So the phasing out of the elections and the momentum which we're looking at building up, you think it's likely to continue?
Definitely, because you see, political issues apart, as I said, political parties will have certain issues from which they cannot move away. But for the people themselves, they do not think there is going to be any return to pre-2019 situation, because things have changed a lot. What they look forward is that their representatives, whoever going to be part of the new government, take up their responsibility in a way and address their area-specific issues. Because these regions have also seen lack of good governance in the previous decade.
Right.
Which is what has driven them to look at the changes that has happened post-2019 as something that these are all possible. A lot of schemes were rolled out. A lot of development activities happened. And the beneficiaries were directly made to feel that these schemes are intended for their welfare. See, previously what we have seen is there has been allegations of lot of corruption, lot of financial mismanagement, so much so the people could not get the benefit of many schemes. And also many of the central schemes were not even extended there. Consequently, only after post-2019 people have realized that there are several things that central government has had for the all states, which Jammu and Kashmir could not enjoy because of its special status. Because the special status were more of a psychological barrier rather than as some kind of an instrument to help in the development of the state. Now, post-2019, with 370 away from the overall narrative, what we have seen is a lot of public spending has been very transparent, and there has been a consistent effort to see that every project is properly supervised and the money intended for those projects, whether it is water supply project, whether it is sanitation projects, or whether it is extension of electricity, at building of houses, all these things, or even flood protection measures. So all these measures have seen that, or cleaning up of the Dal Lake. You, anybody who visits Srinagar can see visibly how things have changed in the last 4 or 5 years. And also the return of tourists has also meant that local economy has been revived, because local economy has been heavily dependent on tourism. And this year we have seen the tourist arrivals have gone up, and every year after year it has been going up, even despite sporadic incidents, which were basically meant by people who wanted to, you know, disturb that narrative. But people saw to it that the narrative is not affected and the benefits that are intended for them happens. So this is the story of Jammu Kashmir today, because the first phase of the elections that have taken place are an indicator of things to come in the future.
Right. And you spoke of, I think, tourists and the influx and the increase in tourism. In fact, when people from outside have enough confidence and faith, and, you know, it's a beautiful place to go to, and there's so many beautiful places to visit in Jammu and Kashmir. And I think that is validation, because peace and development are a virtuous cycle. And once that starts, I think then everybody gets used to that. And that is something which is then, you know, which grows from strength to strength. You'd earlier mentioned that a good governance is critical, and transparency linked to good governance were two issues that you mentioned in your answer, last answer. Now, do you feel that these assembly elections taking place, people believe, there is a growing belief that they have a greater say in their issues?
Yeah, because even otherwise, even in the last 4 or 5 years, the administration has been at work to take feedback from people, particularly as to their local requirements. Where are the bottlenecks? What has prevented them from getting, enjoying some facilities? All those things have been sorted out, you know, district-wise, region-wise. And the feeling is, if an administration, which is managed by the lieutenant governor, can really go out and do it, an elected government should be able to much more. Because what has happened previously is the governments would get elected, and then there was so much of complaint about financial regularities. So much so, what was intended for people never reached them. And today, with such a cleanup of the system, you have seen how crackdown was ordered on hawala operations, and then disproportionate assets cases. So many things have happened to see that the system is completely cleaned up. And there are no people who are making money out of all these financial schemes which are intended for the general people. Today, you can say that so long as the agenda is going to be good governance and development, people look forward to it. One cannot avoid politics, but everybody knows that politics cannot be returned off to the pre-2019 era. Yes, the whole political scene has seen so many players. In fact, you have a National Conference and Congress having an alliance. You have Bharatiya Janata Party on one side. You have new players like Engineer Rashid, whose party AIP is in the field. There are so many independents, which is a very remarkable aspect of this election. There are so many independents contesting these elections.
Right.
So I think this is a good opportunity for all the people, and particularly the youth who were misled, to return to the mainstream,
right,
participate in the electoral process, and by that process also ensure that democracy is alive and democracy is there to serve the people.
I think, Shekhar, you've given us a very good insight and summarized it all very beautifully. And before we say thank you to everyone, also I think a word of appreciation going out to the Election Commission. Once again, risen to the challenge. Once again, I think, you know, whenever they've been put to the test, they've come out with flying colors. And here are the colors of democracy, which will be dancing once again. Shekhar Iyer, Sunil Kaul, thank you very much for coming on to our program.
You are listening to a discussion on Assembly Elections in Jammu and Kashmir. The participants were Shekhar Iyer, political analyst, and Gaura Dhawanlal, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.